And as a young 20-some-year-old, I struggled with this idea, is Jesus alive? And if he's alive, then he can help me, and I can trust in him.
Good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. If you've ever wondered if there's hope for something better, we invite you to join us as we listen to The Storyteller.
Hi, my name is Byron Saraceno. I'm from the Pueblo of Laguna, located in New Mexico. I am from the Roadrunner and Turkey Clan. And during the season, springtime presents to us Easter, and a lot of people in our tribe are going to make Easter pudding. They call it zitshe. It's a mixture of flour and brown sugar and different ingredients. I love the ipshe and the zitshe in the sense that it's sweet to the taste. And so today I was thinking about that, and I'd like to share something that God calls sweet. In Psalm 34, he talks about taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, our lives go by so quickly, and before you know it, from the time you're a kid to the time you're adult, it just zips by, and then the older you get, you can't believe how time flies by. And so I'm grateful to have this opportunity to share with you something that God considers sweet, and it's called the good news. And a lot of people think about things in life, and one of the everyday things we deal with is this idea, as I'm growing older and reminded that life is very fragile, very sacred, but I have no guarantee of another 24 hours. And so every day is a gift from God, and this particular season represents springtime. And for a Christian, the tremendous hope that we have is found in what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Very first time I heard about this, I kind of heard it and I thought, well, that's some belief system for someone. But I began to think about it. And as you think about it, everybody holds to some belief. And why would someone die on a cross? Well, this is the plan that God has for us, that he would send his only son. His name is Jesus. And Jesus was born of a virgin, and Jesus did no sin. Jesus was brought up in a family. His mother was named Mary. His stepfather was Joseph, and he had brothers and sisters. And the Bible talks about how he began his public work here on earth. He began to bring healing, physical healing to people, whether they were blind or they couldn't walk or they had some skin disease. And Jesus eventually went to the cross and died. He died for our sins. And the scripture reminds us that God proved his love in this way. And I used to wonder, why did someone die like this? And I came to recognize, and I'm aware, very aware now, because we have received through generations of mankind, we have received a nature, a sinful nature, all started in the Garden of Eden, where God speaks about how he created man and a woman, and Adam disobeyed God, and God gave him specific instructions and commands to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he disobeyed him. Well, from that day to this, there's been consequences. As a matter of fact, we're reminded that there's wages, price of sin, wages of sin is death. And Jesus came to pay that price. And he did so with his own life. And this was a demonstration of God's love towards you and I. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was buried. And then he rose again on the third day. One of the things that has really encouraged me over the years is to know that someone was willing to die for my sakes, even though I didn't deserve it. Nobody deserved Jesus Christ to die on a cross for their sins, and yet this is what God did. God did this on our behalf through his Son, Jesus Christ. And through his blood, there is forgiveness for all the wrong things you've ever done, all the wrong things I've ever done. And we are cleansed through the blood, and God now allows us to have fellowship, forgiveness of sins because of his own Son. So the significance of his death is this. He paid the price of sin so that I could be forgiven of the debt of my own sin, because the wages of sin is death. You know, in the country here, most people, when they get an automobile, they get it on a loan. That is, they finance it. And so they're in debt financially until they make those monthly payments, and they finally make the last payment. Might be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 6 years. And finally, when they make that last payment, they get the title. And, you know, if someone that gets a loan tries to go to the loan company and say, listen, how about if I come over and clean your yard or clean your office, vacuum your carpets? You know what? The financial institution will reject that, because the only payment they'll ever accept is cash, or the money that can be given to them. And you can't offer your services. You can't empty out their trash and expect the debt to be paid. Well, in a very clear way, the Bible tells us we are in debt because of our wrongdoing. And there are many people today that think that they can earn favor with God, that they can make some sacrifice or make some gift that God will accept. And there is absolutely none. And the reason is because the only gift and sacrifice that he has accepted is his own Son, the dear Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the debt for you and for me and for all that are willing to believe in him, and the debt has been paid in full. People struggle with this, and it's awareness of where we are, because there's nobody perfect. And a simple challenge is to ask yourself, have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen something? Have you ever looked upon for a guy? Have you ever looked upon a woman with lust? Have you ever dishonored your mom or dad? And we have, in essence, broken the commands set by God, and so we're in debt. But the good news, the sweet news, is that God sent his Son, Jesus, and Jesus tasted death for every one of us. In other words, God the Father allowed his Son to become the sacrifice for our sins, and it satisfied the wrath of God. Jesus' death on the cross was sufficient. He paid it all. One of the things that Jesus said while he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." The debt has been paid through his own life and through the blood that was shed. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And so they crucified Jesus. And the scripture tells us that he was buried. And those that followed him in his time here on earth, this is now 2,000 years ago, there were 12 men that followed him. He told them that he would go to Jerusalem, and that the Son of Man would be betrayed, and that he would be crucified, and he would be buried, and he would rise again on the third day. And Jesus Christ did the one thing that he promised, that he said he would do. Up from the grave he arose on the third day, and he's alive forevermore. And the hope that I have and the peace that I now experience as an individual comes directly because of faith in Christ, and how Christ has promised not only to forgive me, promised me eternal life. Should I die today, should I die this coming week, this year, God has promised me that I have a home in heaven. He tells me not to let my heart be troubled, but to believe in him, because he's gone to prepare a place for me. So Jesus conquered death, and Jesus has spoken these words, "I am the resurrection, and I am the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." I was in the military in my early 20s. I heard the gospel, the good news, the sweet news, how that Jesus Christ gave his life and how that he was crucified on that cross and how he is buried and how he rose again. And as a young 20-some-year-old, I struggled with this idea, is Jesus alive? And if he's alive, then he can help me and I can trust in him. And that's exactly what happened. And God, through his mercy, and God, through his promise, forgave me, a sinner. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did you know that it's God's will that you, your family members, be saved? That means to be delivered from the wrath of God for all of our wrongdoing. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. And so this is the reason why Jesus Christ died in our place. And he offers eternal life to as many that believe. As a kid growing up, when my mother would make that Easter pudding, that zitcha, and, we would eat some vegetables, and we would eat some ham and chili stew here in New Mexico. But when that zitcha was available, oh, it was sweet. It was so wonderful to be able to have that as part of the meal. I come to realize now, because of what Jesus Christ has done, you likewise can experience sweetness in your own soul. You can have the peace of God. You can have the understanding that God has forgiven you. And now God has power for you to live. God has strength for you to live. Tap into, because when you receive him and trust him as your Savior, God puts in your life the Holy Spirit of God. And now you can live knowing that heaven is your home and knowing your sins are forgiven and knowing you are a child of God. Shortly after I had trusted Christ as Savior, I was encouraged to read the Bible, and it was a new life, and God has promised a new life to anyone that believes. And there is a promise in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So I want to tell you, if you're listening, if you find this season you're wondering what you can believe on, I can tell you the proof that Jesus Christ died on the cross and was buried and shed his blood and rose on the third day, you're listening to A Changed Life. And this season, this springtime, could be a benchmark, could be a turning point for you. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, there's a clear promise from God who says, for whosoever, that means you, that means me, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Interested in what you've heard? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.